Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, winner of three Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
The air to center, and deep, and very deep, and out of here. First Arcia, then Broxton.
And what a capper that was, as the 6-0 victory over the Rockies, punctuated with the Arcia and the Broxton home runs in the ninth inning. Got a tiny bit shaky in the ninth inning, but the Brewers go on to win. It was such a day in Wisconsin sports yesterday. We had a triple header, actually. The Packers lose, the Brewers win, on to the NLCS. The Bucks played at night, too, and nobody could watch it, so we'll talk about that another time. But the Brewers get the 6-0 victory. I'm Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman was live in Denver, is live in Denver. Chuck, good morning.
Well, great day, man. A great day in Brewer history, and they're going to the, like you said, now the NLCS, they're going to a championship series for a second time in the NLCS. They won once as an American League team, as we all know, in 82. But, these type of appearances don't grow on trees in Milwaukee. But, man, who would have guessed a three-game sweep? I expected a little better fight, I guess, from the Colorado Rockies. I really thought, Bart, we might even be playing, when this series started, that we'd either be playing tomorrow or Wednesday back at Miller Park. But I mean, a three-game sweep, that is a great team. And really, that is a darn good team that the Brewers swept out of the first round of the playoffs.
Rockies are going to look at this one, and they're going to look at Charlie Blackmon, who was 1-for-12 in this series. They're going to look at Trevor Story, who was 2-for-12. They're going to look at Nolan Arenado, who was 2-for-11 with 5 strikeouts. And the Brewers can look at that and say, yeah, because our pitching excelled in this series. Everything that Craig Counsell tried to do worked. Every button he pressed, maybe Jeffress yesterday or the first night, but then the Jeffress in game two was very, very good, a good bounce-back performance from him. Other than that, every button was executed perfectly, especially the pitching, where they went into a 5-game series with 11 pitchers, and they didn't use 3 of them. Josh Hader was used in 3 straight games, when it is the last time. I don't know if you could ever say that. He was used in back-to-back games for the first time since late August, much less 3 straight actual games. And the Brewers cruise, really, through this series. Now, we can talk about the bats. You would like some more production out of them if they're going to get to the World Series. But they've got a chance. They are one of 3 teams left in the National League. The Dodgers-Braves series is at 2-1 after Atlanta wins last night. But the Brewers they're 4 games away from the World Series, something that we couldn't say since 2011, and then before that, 1982, and before that, never. This is so rare for them to be here, and this team is about as deserving as any, and they keep proving people wrong, and now here they are with a few days off before Friday.
Yeah, how do you hold a team like the Rockies to 2 runs in 3 games? And every time the Rockies
scored, 1 inning.
Yeah, and every time the Rockies, and that was the ninth inning off Jeffress, the Brewer closer. If you look at it, 1 through 8 innings. Yeah, if you look at it this way, 1 through 8 in all 3 games, they didn't score. 1 through 8 innings in all 3 games did not score and shut out in 2 of the games. It seemed like every time the Rockies had a rally or something started, they get a couple guys on base, whatever. There would always be some weak ground out or a strikeout, and the Brewers would get out of the mess. Anytime. Although, there was a time Arenado was up yesterday. He had, I think it was the second inning, man at second, and he crushed a foul ball, one of the hardest hit balls all day. and I off Miley, and I thought, man, if he would have turned that one around, maybe a different story. But you know, I believe he ended up striking out in that at bat. But the bullpen, you know, you mentioned all those guys and the starting pitching. You know, Wade Miley pitching into the fifth inning. You know, just how different baseball is, how we're lauding a guy for going in the fifth inning. But that's all they were asking for, of Miley to do. Hey, give us four innings, pitch into the fifth inning. If you do that, great. They did that, and they got a little bit of a lead there, and, you know, things were good. And I also think the baseball gods continue to be on the side of the Milwaukee Brewers. They've had a few breaks that this franchise hasn't had over the years.
There was a play, I don't remember what inning it was, but it hit off Braun's leg. Was it like the fifth inning?
Mm-hmm.
It hit off Braun's left foot when he was, Travis Shaw had the base hit.
Yep.
But it hit off Braun's leg, and he was out, and everyone that I was following was very upset. Oh, this is bad luck. Hey, that was like the one unlucky thing that's happened to the Brewers in 11 days. They've been very good, but they have also been very lucky. And there were a lot of situations again last night. A lot of these hard-hit balls are going right to these guys. Now, that's good positioning, too, but they're going right to these guys. They are getting the benefit of luck. They are getting the benefit of skill. And that's the recipe you need when you want to make it to the World Series, which the Brewers are four wins away from.
Yeah, fifth inning you're talking about. They get three base hits but don't score. Yet they're up 2-0. Go to the sixth inning, and they get runners at second and third. And you're thinking, okay, base hit here is going to make it 4-0. Well, the pitcher drops the ball, and that's a balk. Who would guess that? The pitcher balks at a run from third, okay? And then a wild pitch, and Kratz, who might be the slowest guy in baseball history, comes rumbling in from third to score on a wild pitch. And there's a 4-0 lead. Who would have guessed that? I mean, of all guys at third, Kratz scores on a ball by the catcher. And it was like, man, they are living right these days, man.
Yeah, sixth inning, Mike Moustakas, he gets the run.
Uh-oh, balk.
A balk.
Yeah.
A balk has been called at the least opportune time. And wow. Moustakas comes trotting home.
I mean, he just flat drops the ball, and that sucks for the guy.
Yeah.
Holmberg.
Well, I'm watching the game in the press box. He drops the ball, and everybody's freezing. And I'm like, hey, wait a second. That's a balk. That run should score. What's everybody doing? That ball, yes. And then, you know, he came in and score. Moustakas did, and then the wild pitch right after that.
Eric Kratz, as you mentioned.
And now it gets away, and heading for the plate is Kratz, and he scores.
So how about Curtis Granderson, who's up there at the plate, does nothing, and two runs score on his watch.
Yeah, how about that? And that's incredible, man. And it goes from 2-4. And that's huge with this pitching staff. It goes from 2-0 to 4-0, and suddenly you're feeling a lot much better about the Brewers in this game, going into the final three innings, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, with a 4-0 lead. I'm not saying it's on ice at that point, but man, I'm feeling really good since the Brewer pitching, you know, had their big boys all lined up to finish out this game.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. You guys can dial us up 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, as the Brewers, four wins away from the World Series. Pandemonium is sweeping through not just the city, but the entire state. We want to hear from you guys this morning at 414-799-1250. We'll go through the game, and we will hear from Chuck, who was in the locker room last night, getting drenched by players. And that was fun to see. We'll talk about that. We'll get all of that coming up and more from you guys. 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review, brought to you by Bofording Beer, Milwaukee's new favorite imported beer. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. And by Palermo's King Cheese Pizza, the ruler of great taste. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, who is in Denver. Is it like negative 30 degrees yesterday? Because everybody that watched the MLB Network broadcast, that's what we were led to believe.
Right? Oh, it was cold. It was a cold day. We're so used to Miller Park. and go into games with, you know, maybe without a jacket or a light jacket. And even before I left for Denver, I was like, I better bring a jacket. I better bring a winter jacket.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be cold. Because you don't think that. Because we're so used to playing indoors. And, you know, you get to the game and you're walking around and it's like in the ballpark and it's cold. And it's like, it reminds you of how it used to be when, you know, the old county stadium, you get there in games in September, you know, in October 1982 with the, there were some cold days there too. But again, it just makes you feel how fortunate we are to have a roof. I'm telling you, I think if the Brewers were playing today, this game would be in doubt. It's supposed to rain, and it's been raining ever since, like an hour after the game. That rain started at a good time last night. It was supposed to start at night, you know, sprinkled a little bit toward the end of the game. But if that goes earlier, I don't think that game or today even gets played. There was some good timing involved in this, too.
Interesting. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It didn't look pleasant, but just the way that it was, you know, unveiled on the TV broadcast, which
yeah.
I know you didn't catch much of, but we will talk about it at some point. Bob Costas was terrible.
Yeah, I was surprised that Costas and Kitty Cott were on the broadcast.
They were it was like they just found out about the Brewers.
Yeah,
Jesus Aguilera,
which is surprising. I heard he mispronounced Arcia's name wrong too. Which is
Orlando Arcia.
Which is surprising for Costas, because when you think of the gold standard in broadcasting, it's Bob Costas. And when I heard Costas, I saw him at the game, and that he was doing the game. I was like, Bob Costas, wow. I'm on the MLB Network, and I know he does games, but you don't expect you expect flawless from Bob Costas.
Did you know Wade Miley started the season in Double A, not for a rehab start, but because he's bad? Did you know that?
Oh, man, really?
Did you know
that,
Did you know that Craig Counsell was drafted by the Brewers?
Man.
Yeah.
And this was Bob Costas?
Yep.
His research people. I mean, if he's got some people working for him, too, man, those guys need to be fired.
Have you ever, when you call high school football games, do you ever find out, like, 3 hours before who the teams are that you're calling and you have to scramble for research?
You get a roster change?
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And he was just saying names as best as he could, hoping to maybe get it right, hoping the parents don't call and get mad the next
day.
Yeah,
well, a lot of parents would be calling, I guess.
Yeah, no, it
on
was
Sunday.
Not good.
See, again, and I saw all this on Twitter, that's surprising for Bob Costas. That is really, really surprising. Because if you were to name maybe the top two or three broadcasters of our time, I'm talking, you know, sports, football, basketball, talk, interviews, Bob Costas would be in the definite three of the last, you know, 40 years. Without a doubt, Bob Costas. Bob Costas was doing, he was doing baseball games when he was on the network on NBC when he was like 24 years old.
Yeah, he did him with Uke.
Yeah, he was just out of college. I mean, he went to another Syracuse guy, and he's from St. Louis, and he was doing, I mean, he always had that boyish look, but he was 23, 24 years old and doing the game of the week on NBC. So he's been doing it a long time at a high level. That's just, again, I'm a little surprised that he made so many mistakes.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here in the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Packers lose yesterday. We'll have plenty of Packers updates from Mike Clemens throughout the show. We will talk with Michael Cohen around 9:30. It was a very bad game, and it's leading to wonder if this team is even good. Tomorrow is going to be an all-out Green and Gold Tuesday. So we're going to do our Green and Gold Monday on a Green and Gold Tuesday. So we'll have plenty of Packers again. Mike Clemens updates, and Michael Cohen will join us live around 9:35 this morning. Right now, we want to talk Brewers with you. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. He's in Denver, 414-799-1250. Let's go to Tim in New Berlin. You guys up bright and early this morning. We'd love to talk to you. What's up, Tim?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I cannot complain at all. I don't know if I sound familiar on the radio, but I've called literally four times in a row, and everything.
Are you the one that's in the industry, you always say?
I am in the industry.
Okay.
I cannot believe how hot this team is, how everything that Council's doing is working. This is ridiculous, and I am, like, so happy to see, you know, Milwaukee finally on the map. I was surprised, just like you guys, on how wrong the facts that they got. And I was like, I didn't know that Carlson was drafted by the Brewers and some of the stuff you guys were just talking about. And I was just kind of scratching my head, but I overlooked it. I thought, well, maybe he's right. I didn't know that. But
yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You know, they've won 11 in a row, and I don't know. Somebody's got to look that up. Has anybody ever had a streak like this? 11 in a row in the post. I mean, considering they've won their last 7 regular season games, they won the tiebreaker, and 3 here in the postseason. That's pretty rare company, I would think.
Tim, what does it mean to you that the Brewers are this far?
It means everything. I mean, I am almost 40 years old. I've never seen, you know, this is new ground for us. I've never seen this, you know, so. This is everything. I'm a big Brewer fan. I've been a big baseball fan my whole life, and this is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Council, by the way, they didn't mention he was drafted by the Rockies?
No, they said Brewers.
Oh, okay. Again, Casas' fact ban or his mistake that he got the facts wrong, but he was drafted by the Rockies.
And if you did a drinking game for how many times they said Whitefish Bay, you're dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That got a couple of national takes, huh?
Just a little.
All right.
Twice all right. In the John Morosi post-game interview.
I see. Okay. Well, again, 11 in a row for these guys. 11 in a row. It's incredible. Bart, they haven't lost since 2 weeks ago Saturday. That's unheard of. That's got to be, you know, they won the 13 in a row back in 1987. But, I mean, calendar-wise, to go 15 days without a loss... That's got to be some sort of Brewer record to go 15 calendar days without a setback at all. That's amazing to do it, especially this time of the year when everything's tightening up.
Well, when they walk out on the field for NLCS Game 1 at Miller Park against either the Dodgers or the Braves on Friday night, it will be October 12th, and you'll say, you guys, you know you haven't lost since September 22nd?
Yeah.
And it's October 12th?
It was a Saturday night in Pittsburgh. How about that? I think it was 3-0 they got beat. It was a Saturday night game.
Yeah, you're right.
It was a Saturday night game in Pittsburgh. Because I remember, it was a nice day outside because I remember golfing. And I feel like the weather has changed and the seasons have changed since the last time the Brewers have lost.
Yeah, no, it was summer then. It is,
yeah,
it's fall
it was
now.
Summer.
It looked
summer.
Like winter this morning, although it's supposed to be like 75 here today.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, if we had to play today, I don't know. It might be a wait. It might be a wait if because it's raining, it's wet outside, and that field probably is not in good shape. But thank goodness that the Brewers finished it off last night.
Let's get to John in Franklin at 799-1250. John is in Franklin. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, boys. Wow. Pinch me. Just pinch me. Am I dreaming? I just can't believe it, man. This team just keeps on rolling. Council, the wizard behind the drapes, pulling the strings, and everything is just working. Unbelievable performance from Miley. you know, they're going to talk about the balk and all this other crap, but the fact of the matter is the Rockies could not hit the Brewers pitching. I mean, it is stunning. Stunning. You know, and it was all going to turn going, you know, we saw all the stats they put up towards the end of that second game. Oh, how the Rockies hit at home, and hell's going to rain down on our beleaguered staff. Well, it just didn't happen, boys. And you better get yourself set up, man, because I know you guys want to, you know, the networks want the big cities in this big series coming up and the one after. But they better watch out, man, because the Brewers train is rolling in a way I don't ever remember seeing. And where's George Webb in all of this? Because I want my free burger after the next win.
Yeah, that's been pretty silent because for the longest time, and I don't know if they promoted it as much as they used to, but you'd always know, hey, 12 victories in a row, and it's free hamburgers for everybody like in 87. But I don't know if they are doing it. I don't know if they include postseason, but you know, 12 wins is 12 wins, man. Especially, again, you do it in the postseason and that tiebreaker and the finish off like they did with this type of run. This is a run I don't think you may never see this ever happen again with the Milwaukee Brewers in their franchise to have to have this type of winning streak, Barker. We say, you know, what is it? Toward the end of September was the last time they lost. September 22nd, you said?
September 22nd, yeah.
Yeah, that's just amazing.
This is
amazing.
It's the most Milwaukee thing, and it wasn't just John. I was listening to the postgame show last night, and look, it's like every third caller mentions George Webb for the burgers.
Yeah.
Because you can't just go out and buy a burger. It's the Brewers have won 11 in a row, and everyone's focused on the burgers.
Yeah.
The Brewers have won 11 in a row. They're four wins away from the World Series. Half of Milwaukee cares about is a free burger to a place they never go otherwise.
Bart, that's how it was in 87, too. It was, you know, the Brewers got off to their 12-0 start, but it wasn't like, hey, you know what? They're in rare air here. They got 12 in a row going to start the season. It was like, where's my free hamburger?
Are we even sure they're running this deal?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They used to promote that heavily. They used to promote that very, very heavily.
Aren't burgers like 80 cents anyway there?
You'd go there, and the napkin on it would say, if you went there, the napkin that you put your drink on, you know, that little square napkin, it would always say on there, I don't think they do it anymore, it says, the George Webb's guarantees that if the Brewers win 12 in a row, you'll get a free hamburger. They had that, it would be, you would go in there, and they would have that little napkin that you would get with your food or your drink staring at you every time you ordered a meal there. And I don't think they do that anymore.
Well,
I know they've never done
a Bart's Big Breakfast, so I think we've talked about them just a little too much.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
If people refer to it, let's just refer to it as the hamburger joint.
Yes, all right, sounds good. Let's go to Tim in Fredonia, 799-1250. Timmy, how you feeling, bud?
I'm feeling pretty good, dude. Just driving on foggy little seven-mile road here, you know. The Rockies got beat like they stole something, dude. I mean, it was just 1-0, and Aguiar hits the home run. Aguiar hits the home run and make it 2-0, and I'm like, okay. And then I got to tell you guys something. Corbin Burns, when he comes in, the confidence level with me with that guy is insane because he's got like four pitches, and his fastball is 97, and he's painting a black. I mean, that guy, if they keep him out of the rotation next year, that's going to be an absolute joke because I'm telling you, how old is he? Like 25?
Yeah, they're not going to. He's going to make and I've mentioned this before in the show. Yeah, Tim, back in May, they told him, hey, you know, Corbin, you're going to be working on the bullpen for the entire season, just so you know. We're not going to stretch you out at all. You're going to be coming out of the bullpen. He might help us out later in the year, too. So I think going into spring training, he's going to, because he's got starter stuff. You know, his repertoire, he's going to be a starter. So I think he's in the rotation for sure.
Wasn't his first appearance a save? Wasn't he thrown right into it this season? His first or second appearance, they threw him right in there.
Well, I'd have to check back in the game log, but I know he was good. And
his first appearance, a 2-inning save against the Marlins, and he's been incredible ever since. Tim, he's 23, so even younger.
I was at that Dodger game right after the All-Star break, and he came in with the bases loaded and nobody out, and them dudes didn't get a run off of him. And that sealed that game because Kershaw was pitching that game. I think it was July 20th, and he came in, and they didn't score another run after that. It was insane. But you know one other thing, guys, I'll let you go here, is this team is set up for the next 4 years, barring injury. I mean, you got Yelich, Kane. Yelich is 26. This team is set up. You get a solid frontline starter and keep that bullpen even half adequate, it's going to be really good. All right, guys, happy Monday. See you later.
Tim, see ya. Thank you.
And, you know, the Brewers continue to say that they don't look at it as starting pitchers or relief pitchers. They look at it all as one, and they continue to say outgetters. Now, can you continue to do that? And they've used that outgetter word more so in the second half of the season, but like the way they're functioning with the starter going four innings. Can you do that over 162 games?
Well, they almost did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what they got the benefit of, too, in September. So they got to use 14 guys out of that bullpen. That helped a great deal, too, heading into the postseason. When they expand the roster and have 14 guys to choose from in that bullpen, that saved the arms of a few other guys too. So, and then obviously they had to reduce the roster back down to 25 for the postseason, and then it saves, you know, some of these guys are fresh. Yeah, I mean, a Hader working all three games of the series. You know, he Council burned up Knievel for only a third of an inning yesterday, and that was a spot. He brought him in, and then his spot came up in the order, so he had to lift him. He probably wanted to use Knebel another inning, but you know, he had a pinch hit for him when his at-bat came, when his turn in the order came up in the fifth inning.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Now, could the Brewers, could their have winning the series so quickly, in essence, be a bad thing? We'll explain that coming up in just a moment. Also, throughout the show, Chuck Freeman doing some incredible work down in the Coors Field visiting clubhouse. We'll bring you portions of the interviews that he did. Right away, we'll start with one of the series heroes. Unconventional, but it was in Eric Kratz. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
All right, down here in the Brewer locker room, first guy we're going to run into here is Eric Kratz. Eric, how surreal is this for you? Because you didn't know where your career was headed, and you're right in the middle of all this.
Nobody knows where their career is headed. You might think you do, but the game.
As a beer by Aguilar is being poured on Eric.
But the game.
Oh, geez.
The game will give you an opportunity.
Yeah.
If it gives you an opportunity to play, you can't pass that up. You can't take that for granted. And so surreal. Yeah, it's surreal. You know, tonight when I'm laying in bed because I can't fall asleep, it's something that I'm going to think about. But I know that I'm extremely blessed to be in this moment with these guys. It's not about me. It's about these guys. It's about the opportunity to be here, and it's something you can't explain.
What about the moments you had? I mean, you came home on the pass ball. You had three hits. You almost put a couple of out tonight.
Yeah, you know, you're just trying to play baseball one pitch at a time, and you give yourself an opportunity if you try not to get too involved in the moment. And you know, I was fortunate that some of the that the balls fell, and you know, Cargo almost caught that one, and Holiday held me to a single on the other one. It's something that you try to put a barrel in the ball. You try to get good pitches, and I was fortunate to do that.
Was it important to finish it off tonight and not let this thing go any further?
It's always important. It's always important. You know, that's a team. You don't want to wake that team up.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen what they can do. I think they score like 5-6 runs a game in the season, and this is their house. The crowd was crazy, and something, yeah, you really want to.
You held them to two runs. How about the pitching with you guys? I mean, that's like you mentioned, their offensive output, how good those guys are offensively. You guys held them to two runs in three games.
It's incredible. It's incredible, and we can't really even like realize how good it is. But I think there's been one other shutout in Brewers postseason history, and we had two in a three-game series. So these guys, they did it all together, and I'm proud to be a part of it, really, that they let me be a part of it.
All right, go ahead, celebrate.
Thank you.
I think we just got to keep going inning by inning and see what happens.
Well, thanks so much.
You got it, Jim.
This is what happens sometimes. A home run while you're listening to a pre-taped interview. Aguilera unloads. He did it 35 times during the regular season. And now he gives the Brewers a 2-0 lead.
You know what, Chuck? I think today we just play the Bob Uecker highlights and get in trouble later because these Bob Costas ones are brutal.
Unless we play the Rockies radio network.
Yeah, we got to. Okay, we'll scour for that. We'll go find the Rockies radio network. Not a good day for the MLB network. Not a good day for the Rockies, but a good day for the Brewers, and that's what's important. They win 6-0. They win the series 3-0, and for the third straight week, they're having a clubhouse party on the road. Chuck Freeman was there, and as you heard his interview with Eric Kratz just before, throughout the show yet, Wade Miley and Gio Gonzalez and Josh Hader and Ryan Braun and Jeremy Jeffress you'll hear from throughout the show. You also get some updates from Mike Clemens regarding the Packers. They lose yesterday in a really ugly game. We'll have a Green and Gold Tuesday tomorrow. We will talk to Michael Cohen at 9:30 today. But Chuck's out in Denver now, man, and that just three in a row, three celebrations in a row. They do it on the road, and now you have a situation where they don't play for a while. Let's actually get Keith and Tosa up here, 414-799-1250. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Keith.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. And I'm ecstatic about the Brewers' success, especially all the in-season acquisitions that all seem to contribute. My concern is this, and I want to know your opinion, or I'd like to know your opinion, that they don't play until Friday now. and that's a lot of downtime. I like the risk idea, but do you think they may have, you know, risked some of their momentum?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is because 4 days off, that's a long time this time of the year, you know, because they'll have a couple of workouts in. They'll get the guys in the Miller Park, and they'll take batting practice. It's not like they're going to go into Friday's game and just show up and play the game. So they'll have, you know, one or two before then. They'll give the guys a couple of days off. But I'm just talking to Jeffers after the game, and he says it's going to do the pitching staff a whole lot of good to get some rest. You know, some of those guys will do some bullpens this week and throw and stretch out and all that. But he says it's going to do the pitching staff good to kind of reset themselves for the next series. And well, we all thought it was going to be the Dodgers, and, you know, Atlanta's showing a little fight in this series now.
Yeah, they went up 5-0 last night. Dodgers come back, but then Freddie Freeman gives them another home run, so they win 6-5. That game is going to be played today. I believe mid-afternoon is when that one goes on. Brewers, the first team to punch their ticket into the next round. And, yeah, because of that, there's a little bit of a wait. Now, between game 163 and game 1 of the NLDS, there was 2 days off. That third day, I don't know. I mean, if you brought in 11 pitchers and only used eight, Hader being one in every game, I believe Jeffers was in every game, was Knebel in every game? A lot of these guys were in like every game. It will do these guys well to have some rest for sure. But if you're worried about the momentum, yeah, I mean that's a fair concern.
A little bit.
You'll have a lot of people argue, well, is momentum a thing in baseball? Is it a thing in sports? I think it is. I think when you get into this run, too, that the Brewers have been having, the less time you can think about what's happening, the better. If you just go from city to city, back home, win, leave, celebrate, win, and if you're just in that mode, I think that once you take maybe a three-day pause, you start to actually think about it, and then you realize, oh, my God, we're four games away from a World Series. Oh, my God, the entire town is upside down. I don't know if this group of guys will succumb to that. I would bet that they don't, but that still could be a thing. That's where I would have a concern with the 3 days off. I think this team can pick it up 2 weeks from now and perform. This isn't going to be like a college football team where you have 6 weeks off before you play your last game and then your exhibition bowl game. This is a team that's, you know, ready, getting the rest, they're focused. I just sometimes that extra day when you maybe read one more headline or hear one more interview, sometimes that can play a role, but we'll just have to see how it plays out.
I think these guys have been so focused all season long. You know, the excuse in July was that these guys are playing too much and heading into the All-Star break when they lost all those games and they struggled with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, they're playing too much. You know, they need some days off. Now it's like, well, are they going to have too many days off? But I think it's all good. And, you know, obviously, if they lose Friday night, what's going to be the first question? Well, did a four-day layoff, you know, take some of the momentum away? But, you know, who knows? Yeah, there is something to be said about Meadow, and they got it. And if they were playing tomorrow, these guys would be ready to go. But I don't think these guys, I don't feel they see any pressure. There's not one guy in that team who I feel has got the world on their back and feeling a lot of pressure. That is a loose, in part, you were in the locker room last week and the week before that. It's a loose team. There is nothing that really bothers these guys. And just talking to Gio Gonzalez after the game yesterday, and we'll hear that interview, and he was saying how he can't believe how cohesive the clubhouse is. And when a new guy comes on the team, how they make him feel so welcome and all that. There's not the well, you know, every team's got a little, there's certain cliques on every team. Every team has got that. Every sports team around has that. But he says, but there is no negative vibe in that locker room whatsoever.
Yeah, we'll hear that out of Gio Gonzalez's mouth within the next 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. Chuck was in the clubhouse yesterday as he's in Denver now. And we'll hear from Gio and Wade and Ryan Braun and Jeffress all coming up here in the next little bit. Right now, let's hear from Artie in Cudahy. You guys can dial us up, 414-799-1250. Tweet us, Facebook, 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's up, Artie?
Hi, Artie.
Hey, guys. Just an unreal morning. I just cannot believe the situation that we're in. And I have two things for you. Chuck, I wanted to ask, what kind of – I know Braun is like on camera, it looks like he is a leader amongst that group. I didn't know what the feel was like. For some reason, I don't see him as like this clubhouse leader, but it looks like it. The other thing,
I just didn't know if you guys thought that the concept of Milwaukee making the World Series, a small market team, like, I can't think of, I mean, is Kansas City considered small market?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, Kansas City's considered small market. You know, for years and years and years, the Royals were terrible. This is after the run that they had in the 70s and into the 80s, but then they were bad for so many years. And, you know, they had fan protests in Kansas City because when the Yankees would come to town, they would specifically have fan protests where people wouldn't come to games because they were fed up with the imbalance in baseball. Some of that has gone away now because the Royals have been to the World Series a couple of times, and you know, the Brewers are turning things around here and kind of defying those odds, and nobody's talking about that imbalance. I still think baseball needs a salary cap. And the other thing about Ryan Braun, Ryan Braun, I think, just takes it upon himself to be the vocal leader in that clubhouse. I don't know if anybody saw the video or heard his video. We played some of that in the postgame show, I guess, yesterday. We cut out the swear mark, the swear word that he used, but he came, you know, as soon as the cameras are in there and all that, he gets everybody around him and he has a speech, and it's a very impassionate speech that Bronny gives to the team. He's done this a few times, and when he gives that speech, it's like, man, you're ready to go. That gets you fired up no matter what, man. You watch it, and you get goosebumps hearing him talking about they got two more steps to go, and they're going to keep doing the same old stuff that they've been doing the last couple of weeks, and they're going to keep rolling. It's really cool to hear.
We'll hear that. We're going to make sure that we have
it right. Because at the end, he says an S word.
Yeah, we're just going to make sure we have the right version.
And when I sent it back to the radio station yesterday, the video, and I don't know, I think the video's up on our Facebook page. I don't think we edited out the S part, but the air on the air, I'm sure we did.
Yeah, no, and we'll make sure we do that, and you'll hear that coming up as well. So we'll hear from Gio Gonzalez. We'll hear from Ryan Braun. We do want to hear from you guys, 414-799-1250. Questions going forward for the rest now that the Brewers have, and just what it means for you that the Brewers are back in this NLCS. There were a lot of S words and a lot of worse words said while watching the Packer game yesterday. Mike Clemens has the report.
Now, a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers lose to the Lions here at Ford Field in Detroit, the final 31-23. Another week of the Packers offense unable to play through four quarters. Aaron Rodgers.
That's frustrating. We've been kind of a one-half team, one good half and one not-so-good half. You know, I was a little off. I missed a couple I usually hit. Definitely disjointed game, not punting, putting up a lot of offense and not winning the game.
The Packers racked up over 520 total yards of offense, but had 12 penalties for 112 yards. New defensive back Tony Brown ejected for taunting. A 64-yard kickoff return by Ty Montgomery nullified by a holding call. And early in the game, the Packers forced the Lions to punt. The ball bounced, and it was ruled that it brushed the Packers' Kevin King, giving the Lions the ball at the one, and they scored their first touchdown. But video showed the ball actually hit a Lions player on the forearm, Packers return man Tremont Williams.
I'll just tell you this. The referee told us the ball hit Detroit first, but they still gave it to Detroit. You know, so it is what it is.
The Packers missed the playoffs for the first time in 8 years, and they've lost five of their last eight games dating back to last season. Aaron Rodgers started in six of those eight games. Are they losing their magic? Mike Daniels.
I don't believe in mystic or magic, so no, there isn't. And I think it's just discipline. Just had to be more disciplined.
Packers head coach Mike McCarthy.
I thought our guys fought, made big plays, obviously, to start, being down at halftime. It was obviously a hole that we couldn't quite dig ourselves out of. I think really the negatives that you want to talk about is really about the penalties and things of that nature. But I thought our guys did a lot of good things. We improved in some areas, but you can't. We're five games into it. These division games are so important. We're 2-2-1, and we got work to do. We got an extra day to get ready for San Francisco.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com.
The goal was to win the World Series.
Let's go.
We're taking steps in that direction. 2 weeks ago in St. Louis, we said, let's make this the first celebration and not the last.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Two celebrations later, we got two celebrations to go. We accomplished this. by everybody playing to the best of their ability. Everybody here is doing their job the best that they possibly can, and that's why we're winning baseball games. Nothing's going to change. The lights will get brighter. It's going to be more fun than what we've had to this point, and we're going to keep doing the same.
Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That Ryan Braun to his teammates. We will hear Chuck Freeman with Ryan Braun. Gio Gonzalez, we're waiting for. We will hear Chuck Freeman with Gio Gonzalez and Wade Miley and Jeremy Jeffress. A bunch more throughout the show as Chuck was in Denver for the clubhouse celebration and is in Denver now and will be tomorrow. You didn't book the flight until tomorrow. We thought there might be a game four. Just have to take the precautions. Not that we ever doubted the Brewers around here.
No, no, but I mean, a lot of the media, so, you know, some people are coming back today, but it's, you know, a little behind the scenes here. The people who checked into coming back today, it's actually more expensive to change your flight to come back today. And there are some media people who are coming back today. Their boss said, no, 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 we want you guys back. And it cost them more to send them back today.
On the company dime, hey.
Why would you do that? I mean, one boss said to the guy, he goes, no, we want you guys back, even at the risk. So these guys got to change all their flights and for today, and it's going to cost them more because they just want them back. And even though they don't have to, it's just amazing. So, but
the rest of you are just going to be walking around Denver looking for stories to cover, I guess.
Well,
the hell are you going to do all day?
Get some rest. It's been, you know, that was a crazy week. It was a crazy week, starting with a week ago Sunday. You know, again, the Brewers playing Detroit at home, clinching last Sunday. And then Monday, you and I went down to Wrigley. And then, you know, the games later on in the week, the Friday, Saturday games, and then coming out here early Sunday morning. It's been a long week, but it's a fun week, because, and it's a week I'll never forget because they've won all these games and they're in the NLCS. You know, we always like to think that, you know, when the season starts, that your Brewers have a chance, even through the bad years. You always like to think your team has got some hope. And I thought this team was going to win the division championship, but I didn't think they would be this good. I mean, I would have never had them winning 95, 96 games, or, you know, blowing through the first round of the playoffs like they did. This is fun. This is incredible. And again, one of the few times I was telling some of the guys here in Denver, some of the media guys, and they were saying, geez, what's wrong with your Packers? I said, you know what, in Milwaukee, nobody cares about the Packers. Not that nobody cares, but
no, you can say it.
It's the Brewers have taken over because it's been few and far between. This isn't like the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox, where, you know, they're going to the postseason and winning a first round series. It's like, okay, you know, they're going to the postseason, they won a first round series. This doesn't come around very often. You know?
No, thank God for the Brewers, though, Chuck, because the Packers, it's so bad. They might actually be a bad team, like a really bad team.
Well, what was odd is, I get to the ballpark. I'm, you know, you got to go through security and all that stuff, and you're getting through. All of a sudden, I text our boss, and he said, yeah, the Packers are struggling. And I checked my phone, 17-0. I was like, man, how'd that happen so quick? The game just started.
You remember the Bears first half? It was like that, only worse somehow.
Oh, jeez. Man, that happened fast. That unraveled quickly. It was 24, and it's, I didn't see, you know, obviously I didn't see any of the game, the Packer game, because I was out here doing this. It was probably a good thing I didn't, because if the Brewers weren't playing today, we'd be the crying towel for Packer Nation.
Well, take in what you can today. We'll have a Green and Gold Tuesday tomorrow where we're, you know, try to figure out why they're bad. They might be very bad. They look very, 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 very bad. A lot of things went wrong that never go wrong. Another bad call, the Crosby stuff. He missed five kicks.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean,
the Packers have done this before where they've started slow. So I'm not going to write off the season.
But it feels different this time because they feel like they're bad.
Well, I feel like, How can we all be wrong about the Packers? Because we all had them winning the division and going far and maybe going to the Super Bowl, winning the championship or whatever. They've. I don't know. I'm going to give it some time right now. But Aaron, man, two fumbles yesterday.
Yeah, he's
I saw two
not
fumbles.
Great either right now.
I mean, he threw up 400 yards, but 400 yards, I heard it was 400 empty yards.
We'll talk Packers. Mike Clemens, we'll hear his reports throughout the show. Michael Cohen will join us at 9:35. But again, thank God for the Brewers. And a lot of us had stuff with them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought the Brewers would actually be in the NLCS at this point? Who thought 2 years ago that this little rebuild thing, and that'll be the only time we say that naughty word on the show, who thought they'd be in the NLCS 4 games away from a World Series? There was some stuff that I feel like I was wrong on the Brewers, but am I willing to admit it? We'll ask you guys, where did you peg this team wrong? Where did they surprise you the most as they're just a series away from the World Series? 414-799-1250, plus more from Chuck Freeman down in the, well, the visiting clubhouse. More of his Brewers interviews, including with Ryan Braun. We'll hear that coming up. And your chance at $1,000 next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.